with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The government is hitting JetBlue with a $2 million penalty for chronically late flights.
A Friday announcement from the Transportation Department says it's the first such fine against an airline over chronic delays and blames the airline for what it terms unrealistic scheduling. JetBlue says despite settling the matter, it blames the federal government for problems in the air traffic control system that contributes to the lateness. The airline wants the incoming Trump administration to modernize the tools and hire more controllers. Half the money of the fine would be earmarked for passengers who experienced delays on four East Coast routes during the time period between summer 2022 and late 2023. George Williams reporting.
Sunday school class with Jimmy Carter. Ron Taylor explains what that was like.
It never got old. No matter how many times one crammed into the modest sanctuary at Maranatha Baptist Church, there was always some wisdom to be gleaned from the words of Jimmy Carter. This was another side of the 39th president, a down-to-earth man of steadfast faith who somehow found time to teach Sunday school in his post-presidential life. Maranatha was the far-off-the-beaten-path spot in Plains, Georgia, where Carter kept in touch with his fellow citizens of the world. Associated Press writer Paul Newberry has visited the Sunday services many times. He says the experiences were always memorable. Ron Taylor reporting.
Alcohol now being described as a leading cause of cancer.
That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer, too. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. President Trump has nominated another Christian.
Mark Burnett, the producer of Mr. Trump's Apprentice TV show, has been selected to be special envoy to the United Kingdom. Burnett, who was born in England, has produced a number of popular reality shows, including Survivor and Shark Tank. He's also an outspoken Christian who is married to actress Roma Downey. Together, they put on a 10-part series on the Bible for the History Channel, which was very popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch a formal investigation into a problem that has spanned decades now. According to USC data, attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014. This year, they were up almost 750. The agency says many more probably went unreported, but still happened all the same at the hands of radical Hindus. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report for us on new information that seems to indicate the New Orleans terrorism suspect had been plotting that attack for quite some time, at least several weeks.
Federal authorities have been searching the Texas home of the former soldier who allegedly mowed down 14 people on New Year's Day in New Orleans. Terrorism expert at California State University, Brian Levin, not connected to this case, says both Jabbar and 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger, the Green Beret who blew himself up in Las Vegas,
come from a tradition of presumed excellence,
had both suffered recent relationship breakups.
What happens when they feel that they are in some way falling short?
And he says the country is now like a powder keg with political and ideological differences. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.